want the money. I want the title. And I can get it because I'm already doing the work. You've thought it. Now it's time to actually believe it. You're listening to Her Next Career Move, the safe space where you'll learn how to stop your mind from career blocking you so you can claim the wealth and work you deserve. I'm Dr. Jasmine Escalera, a career-minded Latina turned Forbes featured coach, and I'm ready to have some candid conversations about how you can build the confidence to step into the career you know you deserve. All right, now let's get going. Hey everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Her Next Career Move. I have to tell you that I am sitting here recording this episode feeling so damn good. And it is because yesterday I did something very new and very fun. So I had a few coach friends here in Miami who mentioned that they felt like they weren't really connecting with other coaches and kind of talking about business and, you know, just kind of having a co-working day together. And so yesterday I did the first co-working day for coaches here in Miami, and it was just a small group to kind of test out how are we going to potentially grow this and what is this really going to be like for us? And it was the most beautiful experience ever. And it made me think so much about how important it is to have the right people around you and how important it is, based off of where you are in your life, to have the support systems you need to really get through the things you're going through. And so at this co-working coaches day, I'm going to have to come up with a really cool name for us, but at this co-working day, we each got a turn to really talk about kind of where we are in our business, and especially a challenge that we're experiencing in our business. And each one of us just supported each other, provided thoughts and feedback and advice. And it was so rewarding just to be able to hear the advice of others, and oftentimes to hear advice that was mimicked by just thoughts that I have about what I should be doing in my business myself. So it was almost like validation, but also to hear completely new ideas that I had never even thought of for my business, great ideas that I plan on implementing. And what was also really cool was just being able to take all of the knowledge that I have and that I've experienced being a business owner and to transfer it to these amazing women too, like to be able to be a resource to these amazing women was so powerful. And yes, we talked business, and we talked business for a large majority of the time. And we even said that, you know, by the end of the year in our December co-working day, we really want to check in on these goals and make sure that we're holding ourselves and each other accountable to achieving them. But we also talked about just life, where we are, what we're doing in life, and how we want our businesses and our lives to really coexist, and who are the women that we want to be and that we want to become, and how is that going to be reflected in the businesses we have or even in the businesses we are developing. And it was just really, I can't even explain how impactful that discussion was to me. I actually came home after and I cried a little bit because they allowed me to see so many great things in myself that I had forgotten. You know, you go through your business, you go through your career, and you forget like all the great things and all the wonderful things you've done to achieve what you've achieved and to be where you are. And sometimes you truly forget how much knowledge you have and how much knowledge you can give back. And so it was really just a powerful, powerful session for me that I plan on continuing to implement. And it gave me a lot to think about in terms of what I want my business to look like, what I want my life to look like, what kind of woman I want to be, what are my own personal goals, and what do I just want to accomplish? You know, when I'm thinking about being older and you know, sitting on my rocking chair, like, what do I want to say I was able to really do and accomplish? And yeah, that's just what a few hours with amazing people, amazing women can do. And so I am urging all of you, I'm on my soapbox right now for the beginning of this episode, to just really think about the people that you have around you and how they are celebrating you, how they are lifting you up, how they are pouring into you, and how they are helping you in the part of life that you are in right now, because we all need that support. And this really touches upon so well this podcast episode. And this podcast episode is one that I've been wanting to record for some time, but I needed some time to really reflect on it, because it very much comes from my own personal career. You know, many of the things that I talk about here in the podcast, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, it's all personal to me, right? Like, I built this business based off of my own career and what I wish I knew and what I wish I had when I was going through that career. And so this podcast episode is a reflection of a lot of things I learned and experienced throughout my career, but it's also a reflection of the hundreds of women I have had the pleasure and the blessing to be able to support in their career and in all of the different stages of their career. So when I started out my business, I didn't want to niche so into it has to be early career or mid-career or executives. I really wanted to be able to support all women of color. It didn't matter what industry, it didn't matter what phase of their career they were in, because I know that so much of what I can offer in terms of confidence building and mindset building and strategies just really transfers into any stage of career you're in. But I also wanted to have the experience of being able to work with women in all of the different facets of their career, because there was a pattern that I noticed in my career, and I wanted to see if that pattern was replicated in the different stages of the women that I worked with. And so this podcast is all about the four seasons of your career and how you can really identify the season that you're in and how that can help you decide, am I in the right sort of place? Am I in the right environment? What should I be thinking about? And what should I be really focused on in this phase or in this season of my career? So I love this whole concept of career seasons, because it's something that I really thought about a lot when I was working. You know, when I started out in my career, I was young and I was hungry, and I wanted to move up the ladder as quickly as possible. So when I tell you that early in my career, I was hustling, I was grinding, I was taking all the work, I was like, yes, 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 gimme, gimme, gimme. I want to do that. I want to do that. I wanted to have every single experience that I could have. And the reason why was because I had an immense amount of energy. Yes. When I was younger, I had an immense amount of energy. And now, me, not so much. But I had an immense amount of energy, but I also didn't know what I wanted to experience. And in a lot of ways, I knew kind of what I wanted to do, but not so much. So I figured that having all of these experiences and saying yes and taking on the work and the effort was gonna help me really be able to fine-tune what is it that I like, what is it that I don't like, what is it that I want, and how can I get there? And so that season of my career and that season of your career, if you're in it, to me resembles summer. So summer is that time where you are staying out late, you're sipping the rosé, you're like hanging out, you're at the beach, you're more in that phase of like taking on all of the beauty and the magic and the experiences around you, because you want to take it all, right? You want to get it all in. You want to experience it all. And in your career, there is that phase, and it's really called the growth phase. It's the phase of your career where you want to grow, where you want to expand. And that reminds me so much of summertime, the growth phase. And if you're saying to yourself, oh my God, yes, I am so in that summer growth phase in my career where I really feel like I want to learn it all. I really feel like I want to experience it all. Then there are a few things that I really do want you to think about in this growth summer phase. I want you to think about what is it that you are doing and what is it that you like and don't like. Essentially, you're taking on an immense level of experience, right? You're taking on all of these experiences, but I also want you to be filtering those experiences out into what do I like, what do I not like? Because that's going to help you think about when you get to another phase, when you get to another stage of your career, that's going to help you more funnel in. So right now, if you think about yourself as a funnel, right, you are on the top of the funnel. You're open. You're taking it all in. But you really want to understand what's at the bottom of the funnel, coming out of the funnel in terms of what you want to keep and what you want to let go of or discard. That's the really important part here. Now, the other thing about this summer phase, right, is it's very much about reflection, but I also want you to really be thinking about who am I meeting and how can they support me or how can they continue to support me as I go through my career? So when you're in this growth summer phase, you're experiencing a lot, but you're also meeting a lot of people just by default. Because if you're taking on these kinds of work and you're really experiencing a lot of different levels of work, you are collaborating with a lot of different people and you could be meeting different stakeholders, meeting different people who work at the organization or even outside of the organization. And I really want you to understand that this is also the point where you could be creating foundationally a really great network. So a lot of people will say when they come to me, they want a job search or, you know, they want to make a pivot. I don't really have a network. And in this growth phase, in this summer phase, you can be building a really nice foundation of support for yourself. And the third thing I want you to really think about in this growth stage is what is all this experience telling me? So the growth stage requires such a level of reflection. I mean, all of these different seasons do, but the growth stage is really the opportunity, as I said, for you to filter it out. And so if you can ask yourself, what are these different experiences telling me? What are these different things that I'm doing telling me about what I want, what I don't want, what I'm interested in, how I want to grow, who I want to have as support? You're more capable to step into another stage or another season and really be able to understand truly who you are, what you enjoy, and what you want next. Now, the next season I want to talk about is winter. So winter means a lot to me. So I remember being in the winter stage a little bit later in my career, right before I actually left and started my business full time. So I would say the last year and a half to 2 years of my career was very much the winter stage or the chillin' stage is what I like to call it. The winter season or the chillin' season. I was very cognizant of the fact that I wanted to do something different. I was very cognizant of the fact that I wanted to have a business. And I was very, very thoughtful around what I wanted my career to look like and my job to look like so that I could have the energy outside of work to dedicate myself to my business, to my clients, to all of the other things that I wanted to do. And so the winter season for me, or this sort of more chillin' season, was about creating an environment around me where I was able to have the balance I need, the work-life balance, and be able to almost kind of have the job that I needed to focus more on myself outside of work. And I noticed this winter chill season with a lot of women who are like, okay, I want something else outside of this, or I am having experiences outside of my career that are more important and valuable to me. So moms, for example, Moms, for example, are a great, great representation of the winter season in your career because moms are very focused on what's going on outside of their career. And within their career, they are like, all right, I got to put up more boundaries. I got to put up more walls. I have to have more of that balance. I have to have more of that flexibility. I want to experience my kids. I want to experience taking them to the soccer match. And I also see this a lot, again, with business owners, with small business owners, or with people who have side hustles, where they are still working, but their business is that inspiration, is that thing that they want to focus on. And if you find yourself in this season, so in the winter season or in the chillin' season, you are definitely going to be reflecting as well. I want you to reflect very much so on what's going on outside of your career or outside of work or outside of your job that's much more important to you. And how can you set up boundaries at work so that you are able to and capable of focusing on what you want to focus on outside of work? And the last thing I want you to really reflect on here is, can I delegate or who I can delegate to? Now, what's interesting, and this happens quite often, it happened with me. So when I was coming into my winter season in my career, my chillin' season in my career, I realized that I wasn't in the right environment or in the right role necessarily for me to be able to fully step into this season. So I was working for a very much like a scrappy nonprofit, and it was, you know, budget conscious. And so I was still in that like summer growth phase. Well, I would say I wasn't in that summer growth phase. I think the environment was just more conducive to that season of my life. And so in order to step into the winter season, where I was focusing more on things outside of my career, I actually had to change my job. I had to change my environment. I was very thoughtful about how much energy I wanted to have outside of my job. And so this is just something you may also want to reflect on as well, is if I'm in a particular season, like I'm in my winter season, but I'm working for a startup, is the environment going to be conducive to the season of life that I'm in? So just something to also be thoughtful about. Now, one of the coolest seasons, I believe, is also spring. Spring is, to me, the revival. So when we think of spring, we think of the flowers, we think of the pollen, we think of like life and the earth just coming back to life. And spring, the season of spring, this phase in your career of revival, is all about you recognizing and realizing, oh, wait a second, I want more passion. I want more fulfillment. I want something more out of this career. I want to be able to do something that connects back to me and who I am. And so many of the women that I work with are in this season because they're transitioners, they're pivoting. They want that like mission-driven, passion-filled career, and they want to find a way to be able to create it. So these are the individuals who have these amazing skills, and they're trying to think about, how can I transfer these amazing skills over to a new type of job that is more connected to my passion? Are you a woman of color job seeker who needs help navigating the crazy job market as it is today? Want to stand out and get the position you truly want and make the money you deserve? Then join the Empowered Hire. We are a crew of women of color job seekers led by me, your job search expert. The goal is to get you from knowing what jobs you should apply for to networking with ease, interviewing with confidence, and negotiating for what you truly deserve. This is the program for you, and you are in this community and this program until you land your job. Click the link in the show notes to schedule a consult call with me to learn more about how the Empowered Hire can help you get the job you want at the company that will value you making bank. Now, if you're in spring or in this revival phase or season, there's a few things you for sure want to reflect on. And you want to reflect on what you've learned throughout the course of your career. Because one of the biggest things, if you're in this season of your career, is what do I do next? And that question can be answered and addressed by looking inward and thinking about the experiences that you've had to that time and what you have really liked and enjoyed. And so this is why, really, if you are in a summer season, if you are in that season of growth, why that reflection is so important, because it will help you drive yourself through the season of spring or revival, because you'll already have this top of mind. So you want to think about what you've learned in the spring season. You want to think about what you like, what you didn't like, but you're thinking about it from the lens of that next point. You also want to think about what would a fulfilling career look like to you. Fulfillment is a word that a lot of my clients use. They want to feel more fulfilled. And so you want to think about what that term or what that word really means to you. I love this exercise, almost kind of a vision setting, and I give this a lot to my clients. What would 1 year from now look like to you in your career if it could be anything you wanted it to be? And you also want to think about, how can I get support to figure out this next step when you're in this spring or revival phase or season, right? How can I get support from others to be able to help me figure this question out? Spring is such a fun one, because spring is where you are really planting the seeds, right? You're like going in on what's important to me, but from the perspective of the passion, the fulfillment, and you're going to start creating some massive and serious change. And I love seeing my clients go through this season, because they come out of it feeling just like a new being, a new person. And that's really what spring feels like. And then, of course, the last season is fall. Fall is, for me, the fall season for me really represents transferring. So I think a lot about the leaves, right? So this is one thing I very much miss about living in the Northeast, living in New York, is fall. Fall was actually my favorite, absolute favorite season. And fall for me really is connected to the transfer of knowledge. So I think about the leaves falling. I think about the leaves falling to the earth and transferring their nutrients into the earth so that we can step into that next season. And the fall season and the transfer is all about, I have this knowledge. I have built this knowledge within me. And I want to share that knowledge with others. So when you get into the fall or transfer season, you are thinking about, how can I mentor? How can I coach? How can I lead? How can I give all of this great knowledge that I have accumulated throughout the vastness of my career to others? And so when you're in this particular season, the fall season, or you're in this transfer, you want to reflect on, what knowledge do you have that you can provide to others that would help guide or assist them? And this could be that you say, I want to be a leader, meaning you want to give your knowledge and you want to support others internally. Or this could mean, I want to be a mentor, which means you want to give your knowledge or support others externally. Whatever it means to you is totally cool. But this is the phase where you get to say to yourself, I am the expert. And I know that there is value I can provide in the knowledge and experience I have gained. Another really great question, if you're in the fall or transfer season, is, who do I want to support? So I remember when I was in my fall or in my transfer season, the who I wanted to support was, I wanted to be a leader. I wanted to support teams. I've always loved being able to find the strengths in others and give them the work that connects to that. Like, I was always a strength-based leader. I always loved finding that thing that just sparked people and giving them that work so they could thrive. So for me, who I wanted to support was I wanted to support teams. Now, that definitely helped me to become an amazing coach, because for sure, that is something that I do in my coaching business with my own clients. Now, the last thing that you can really think about if you're in the fall or transfer part or in the fall or transfer season is, in what ways do I want to provide value? That's another great question. So how do I want to provide value based off of the value that I have intrinsically within me that I've gained from these amazing experiences? So four seasons of your career, and four different ways to look at how you go through this miraculous thing called your career. And also, what's really important here is understanding that your career changes. I hear a lot, and this happens a lot, I need to have kind of like this linear career. I should have this figured out. And that is not the case. Your life will transition and change. And to think that your career doesn't do the same thing is wild. Your career will have seasons. Your career will change. Your career will need to adapt based off of what you're experiencing internally, spiritually, and even in your life. And so if we can adopt this framework of seasons of my career, changes in my career, reflection in my career, and allowing for all of this to help us build the career we want, you would be unstoppable. So I want you to think about, what season am I in my career? Go back to the questions that I mentioned based off of the season, and then really reflect on what you want to do next. All right, y'all. Now I am going to go enjoy the season of spring in Miami and head to the beach. Not trying to throw that in anybody's face, but you know, I love it. Till next time. That's all for today's show. Now that you know what you know, it's your move. So girl, get out there and make it. And if you have suggestions for topics you'd like me to talk about in the next episode, perhaps something that might help you get unstuck, then let me know by sending a DM on our Instagram page at @hernextcareermove. Don't forget to leave us a rating and subscribe to the show to support our movement to flood the work world with dope women of color ready to take it over.